For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. A proposed state mandate that would aim to get businesses that operate fleets of diesel trucks to transition to zero-emissions vehicles will soon be released for public review. KVCR's Megan Jamerson reports the rule has the potential to improve the Inland Empire's air quality issues that have worsened since the region's logistics industry boom.
The Advanced Clean Fleets Program proposed by the state's Air Resources Board seeks to address the trucking industry's outsized impact on toxic air quality. If adopted, it would be hugely beneficial to the Inland Empire, which sees diesel trucks drive in and out of neighborhoods at all hours on their way to warehouses, says Andrea Vidare, senior policy analyst for the People's Collective for Environmental Justice.
You know, for decades, community members have said that diesel and other combustion vehicles don't belong in neighborhoods because of the health impacts. And unfortunately, right, they still transit in and out of communities.
Vidare describes the program as the next logical step after the state's Advanced Clean Truck Rule was adopted last year. That rule sets goals for manufacturers to start developing zero emissions models.
Yeah, you could say that the Advanced Clean Truck mandate was like the supply. Right, we needed manufacturers to be able to supply a bunch of electric trucks, and then this now becomes the demand.
Momentum has been building in support of the health benefits the program would bring, with leaders from the American Lung Association sending a letter of support last week. But a growing list of California businesses are also voicing support, with 23 companies and businesses that represent trillions in state economic activity signing on to a second letter.
The business community in California may not always be homogenous, and there is a lot of excitement from our clean energy companies and fleet owners and operators to see this Advanced Clean Fleet Rule come through.
That's Andy Wunder, who leads West Coast policy work for E2, a nonpartisan group of business leaders that advocate for policies that are good for the economy and the environment, and one of the business groups that signed the letter. He says the rule has the potential to accelerate green job growth and California's exports of green technology as other states and countries move to zero emissions transportation. But E2 and other companies would like to see the rule be stronger.
It's a good start, but it's not quite strong enough to really capture the economic development opportunities, the climate action opportunities, and the public health opportunities that Californians and our economy deserves.
The state's Air Resources Board has additional workshops planned for the rule in April and June, but no date has been set for adoption. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.
The Just San Bernardino Collaborative announced today that it's receiving $2.7 million from the James Irvine Foundation to launch a People's Plan for Economic Inclusion with support from the Inland Empire Community Foundation. The project will engage over 10,000 residents in the city of San Bernardino over the next year, and according to a press release from Just SB, will address the lack of economic growth of low-income communities through the lens of labor, housing, education, environmental justice, economic development, arts, culture, and healthcare. The organization describes the plan as a grassroots-driven process under the leadership and expertise of 9 community-based organizations in the Inland Empire. More information is available at justsb.org. Riverside County is reporting 183 newly confirmed coronavirus cases, one additional virus-related death, and another drop in COVID-positive hospitalizations. The coronavirus positivity rate in Riverside County hit 4.1% this week, the lowest it has been since early October. Shereen Awad, KVCR News.